Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Networking Diva Hour radio show, always live, always heard worldwide.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Networking Diva Hour today, and always a special thanks to the new listeners out there. Welcome. I'm your host, Janice Carlson, for the next hour and every Friday morning here live on Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy each week to bring this program to you and give many tips on the do's and don'ts from networking, current events, to being the best that you can be, and all business information in between. We hope to guide you to success and to help put your best foot forward professionally, financially, and effectively. We look forward to your emails, your chats, your posts, your tweets. You can reach us in the chat room or send me an email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com, and we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and help lead you to success. I say to you every week, if you're always networking, when are you working your business? So grab a latte and sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have another great quote in reference to today's program, which is all about discover the best holiday book offers and bestsellers. But I wanted to make something clear. First, I want to read this great quote John Burroughs sent in from about books, and it says, "I still find each day too short for all the thoughts I want to think, all the walks I want to take, and all the books I want to read, and all the friends I want to see." So thank you, John, for that quote to go with today's wonderful holiday show. And I just want to make it clear, my email is janiece, the number one, at earthlink.net. I had to get rid of the host at the Networking Diva Hour because they were holding my email hostage, because it went from having it for 10 years to wanting $20 a month for it. So I changed it to janiece1@earthlink.net. So remember that. And I know already most of you are using it because I've seen the questions come in over the week. So thank you. So today's show is all about what the best books are out there. But I always like to start my show with thanking the people that have made it possible over the years, and some of them, like Kathy Bilkus, the tax lady, your tax lady accounting services has been with me from day one, and she's still getting a lot of benefits out of promoting her business on our show. Colorado Springs Over 50.com, and Shield 616, Protecting Your Protectors. And also the Center of Gratitude radio show with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, who will be with you shortly to give you your November gratitude gifts as we celebrate, I can't speak this morning, the month of November, which is Gratitude Month. So perfect timing for that. But I did want to make one announcement. This is day 300 of 2023. And so far, let's hope that's it. We've had over 565 mass shootings. So please, ladies and gentlemen, give your thoughts and prayers to our recent ones in Maine and everywhere. I don't even watch the news anymore, so I couldn't tell you where else. But please keep your thoughts and prayers to these families that are innocent, and what's going on with the protest and Israel and everything else. Just keep your thoughts and prayers for that situation that we're going through right now, and just stay safe yourself. So this week, like I said, we're going to talk about how to discover the best holiday book and bestsellers. which I'm going to read a little bit about in a little bit, of why that would make the perfect gift this year. So stop worrying about what you're going to get for the person that has everything. These ideas that we're going to talk about later will be perfection. And I know I would love it. So let's see if we have our good friend, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, here to read our November gratitude gifts. Good morning or good afternoon. I don't know where you are right now.
Well, I'm not going to tell you either, so there. No, good morning to you.
Oh. Well, I know that I've seen one of your pictures. What was that?
I'm kidding. I'm in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. Because it looked like you were cold when I seen your picture holding up the coffee cup. And I said, where on earth is he now?
Yes.
So you're in Washington, D.C.
Yes,
so
Washington,
what do you
D.C.
have
here for
us?
A little business. And,
well, oh,
okay. You know, it's like you said, it's November, so that's gratitude month. And I am beyond grateful to start this month with some incredibly cold weather here in our nation's capital, which I knew was coming, and I was hoping that the timing would align correctly, and it just landed perfectly. So I got to wear some cold clothes. Now, just for clarity, under 75 degrees is cold for me. So this is like tundra. So I am starting my gratitude month with that. But, you know, we have a lot coming up this month. We, of course, have Thanksgiving for the American audience, as well as just really focusing everything on gratitude happening this month and then trying to take that further into December. And you mentioned just a minute ago all of the turmoil and everything that's going on in the world. And, you know, I really think that if everybody who's listening today and who listens to this when you play it back on demand after the original air, there are so many things that we can give each other that you don't have to shop for. And they don't get the highlights that happen on television. You don't see them in your news feed. You don't see them when you're scrolling through social media. You don't see kindness that you can give to other people that doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't take much just to hold the door for somebody behind you. It doesn't take anything extra, and it doesn't cost you anything to care that somebody else might benefit from something that you're doing. So if you are shopping for somebody, for example, who, like you said, has everything, what do I get for the person who has everything? Nothing, because they have everything. So maybe we could start a new trend for everybody who has everything that we can give to the people who have pretty much close to nothing. So whether it's something that you can donate to your local homeless coalition, whether it's something you can give to a food bank, every single thing in your house or in your life or in your office or anything that has served you, that has had meaning to you, that is something you can pay forward. And I don't mean dig through your pantry and find the stuff that looks expired and crunchy that you can throw in a food bank. Stop doing that. Nobody wants that. Okay, so throw that food out. But look for things that are non-perishable that you can give to a food bank, that are not in glass containers, that can actually be used to further the effort. You know, think of something that you can build a meal off of otherwise. And speaking of meals, we talked about Thanksgiving coming up too. There tends to be, it seems like there's always an issue in the world happening around Thanksgiving. And that seems to be a hot button topic that we all get around when we meet and when we convene and when we try to have a meal together. I would suggest that this year we approach these topics not from taking sides, but from taking perspectives of compassion and of trying to look around at our surroundings and think of how wonderful we have it. If you're in front of a window right now and you're looking out, you can see that every single building around you, unless it's being demolished for some reason, but every single building around you is standing. There is not a rocket coming through the air. Nothing is being demolished right in front of you. You don't have people running down the street being terrorized, no matter where they are, no matter who's doing it. If you're living in a world, in a place that you don't see that right now, that is where your gratitude starts today. If you can walk down the street and not be physically assaulted, you're in a good place right now. If you have a roof over your head, you're in a great place right now. If you had breakfast, you're in a great place right now. If you do not worry where your next meal is going to come from or where you're going to lay your head this evening, you are in a really good place. So before you start getting angry at people for what they post on social media, before you start getting angry about your perspectives and the sides you think you should take and what you should support and what you shouldn't support and all the worry and everything else, just take a step back, realize how good you have it, and then give thanks for how good you have it. And if you didn't have all of those comforts and if you didn't have everything around you to give you what you needed, how would you feel? And if that is just gutting to you, that's exactly how everybody who does not have what you have feels right now in every moment of every day, that they struggle just to survive. So little reality check as we start November, gratitude changes everything. And then that's a little plug for my new book in case you were unaware that I wrote one, but that's exactly the point of writing the book, to remind you that gratitude changes everything, whether it's relationships, whether it's your personal perspective on the world, professional perspectives of how you treat other people and your businesses. It covers everything. So since you're talking about books this month and especially great holiday reads, that is one great tool to show up at that Thanksgiving door with next to your green bean casserole, a little side of gratitude and a lot of love and care. So for the month of November for 2023, I appreciate all of you and I'm very grateful for you. I am Dr. Johnny Bergstrom.
Oh, wow. That was great. That was so appropriate and so needed right now. And I love that. Show up with a green bean casserole in your book. That is, I didn't even think of a Thanksgiving gift. I was going to talk about Christmas gifts, but that is a wonderful, wonderful idea since it's Gratitude Month. So thank you for all of that. And how long are you going to be in Washington?
I'll be here through Sunday.
Okay, just remember, daylight saving time is Saturday night.
Oh, I'm very aware. I'm looking forward to that extra hour.
Okay, because I didn't want you to miss your plane back. And you're going to be here December 8th to do a presentation and as we end an era of the Networking Diva Hour radio show for 10 years at the end of December. So we're looking forward to that final presentation, and I hope you have a safe trip home and stay warm, and thank you. I am grateful for you. I am grateful for our friendship, and you just be safe.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to hear you, and happy belated birthday. Try to sneak by
thank
with that
you.
One, didn't you?
Yeah, I got your message. Thank you.
Well, happy
I
New
will
Year
talk
to you.
I'll
talk to you soon.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, our gratitude doctor, calling in from Washington, D.C. today. He's on a business trip. But he made so much sense with his gratitude gifts, as he always has for over 6 years. And I love that. I love that. Bring a casserole dish or whatever you're bringing to your Thanksgiving dinner to whoever and bring his book. Gratitude changes everything. That is a wonderful idea. So thank you, Dr. B, for all that you do. Well, now I'm going to take a call. We were waiting patiently for this young, wonderful woman. She is Darlene Daniels, a candidate for the Colorado Springs District 11 School Board, and she's going to tell us why we should vote for her. So I want to welcome Darlene Daniels. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am awesome. Are you on a speakerphone?
I am not, actually.
Actually,
because we hear a lot of background noise.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It should be because I'm, like, walking and not stationary.
All right. Well, Darlene, I have been seeing all of your advertisements, more than I've ever seen before, from mail inserts to television ads, and I just think that you have really gone beyond to make sure people know that you should be reelected for the Colorado Springs District 11 School Board, because I've heard so many great things about what you have done. So tell us, what's going on and what you want to happen this term?
Thank you so much for asking. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you all this morning. I am Darlene Daniels. I'm running for re-election, and I'm campaigning to be re-elected to the District 11 School Board this for another 4 years. And we're asking for support for my campaign so that I can continue the work we've begun and also to get the politics out of the school. We desperately need, I'm sorry, to make sure we're focused on students and taking care of them and making sure that we are watching out for our educators and our teachers, along with making sure we have the funding, because that's the biggest part with education in Colorado. And it's a challenge in getting everyone to understand. But we're working hard for that to happen, and we believe that we have a great opportunity to do that.
Wow, wow. Well, I like that theory you have of taking politics out of school. I wish we could take them out of everything, but and spending more time with education in our school system, because it is so, so important. And I am just so proud to know you and know that you're trying to make these changes. So I really hope that you get elected back in office for Colorado Springs School District 11. My great-grandkids all go to School District 11. I know we all voted for you early, so we wouldn't miss out. And is there anything you want to leave our audience with, especially our local audience, because it's a Colorado Springs election, that they might want to scurry out and vote for you?
Thank you so much. We are in our last stretch for the election. It is Tuesday, November 7th, and we have to have our ballots in by 7 p.m. So we're asking everyone to do their due diligence, go to the website, ask the questions in the community for the right people to be elected, and make sure that we are having people who are really there for educators, really there for public education. Again, getting the politics out of the schools, making sure teachers are hired, retained, and certified educators for public education. We want our schools to remain safe and stable for a learning environment for the staff, the students, as well as the community. And we want to make sure that we are working together as a whole, because the fight is not over just with this election. We have to remember for years to come, we want public education available for our community and for those students from K through 12 to really have that opportunity to grow and learn. And it's going to take all of us to stay diligent and watch what's happening on the legislative front. There's a lot of effort and assault on public education to make it privatized, but we know that privatization is not what helps the community as a whole. We must remain available and free, and we must make sure that the legislature addresses the funding issue that has been lacking for decades. So I'm asking everyone to get out to vote, make sure your neighbors know, your family, all of your friends, your coworkers, your church members. There are many surveys and questionnaires and voter guides out there. Get the information, make the best decision, and we'll celebrate on Tuesday for the election of myself and my team that we're looking for, Kate Singh, Rachel Paul, as well as Shay Dabney, excuse me. So we're all wanting to make sure our politicians are not showing up on our board. We want a nonpartisan race, and we want to make sure that everyone is available to what has to happen in the future to come for our students. So thank you, Denise, for this opportunity. We just ask the community to rally around the people who want to secure public education for the next 150 years. District 11 is 150 years old. It helps build the community of Colorado Springs, and we want to make sure we're sustaining that for generations to come. I'm excited to be a part of it. It's exciting at this time. It's a lot of work, but I'm looking forward to Tuesday, November 7th.
Well, we are too. I mean, you really would make a great person to be on the board, because I know you personally, and I know your determination and your work ethic. So congratulations in advance, because I know you will win. And if you do, well, when you do, we hope to hear from you again before the end of the year to tell us all the good things that you're going to make happen. So thank you, Darlene, for being on the air today. And we are sending prayers and thoughts and wishes and gratitude for the November 7th election. You have a wonderful last few days, and then breathe.
Thank you so much, Denise. And thank you to all the Networking Diva Hour listeners out there. Really appreciate your support. Please feel free to check out my website, Real Like Darlene Daniels. That's D-A-R-L-E-E-N Daniels. And I am excited to represent our community for another 4 years. Thank you, Jenny, so much.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Darlene Daniels, a candidate, a political candidate for Colorado Springs School District 11 School Board. So make sure you get out and vote, local people. Well, we're going to take a short break and come back and just give you some great information about some books we would like you to think about getting for a Thanksgiving gift or a Christmas gift. This is your host, Janice Carlson. I'll be right back.
Do you often find yourself struggling to find the joy in every day? Would you like to feel as good as you know you should? The daily struggle to find joy and happiness is shared by hundreds of millions of people around the world, and you don't have to be among them any longer. Hi, I'm the Gratitude Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. For years, I struggled to find the joy that I knew I should feel, and after years of heartache and unhappiness, I treated my life with gratitude, and gratitude changed everything. I can coach you to heal your life with gratitude. Find the Center of Gratitude radio show and the Gratitude Doctor podcast, and in 15 minutes or less, you'll be well on your way to that joyful feeling with gratitude.
Accounting can be one of the most time-consuming aspects of operating a small business, but it is paramount to the success of your business, especially since 2021. The work can be extremely overwhelming for business owners who lack the time, knowledge, and skills to properly handle their accounts. Your Tax Lady LLC Accounting Service utilizes their knowledge and experience to professionally handle your small business accounting needs. They are also equipped to remotely handle most small business needs nationwide and welcome you to contact them for a consultation. Your Tax Lady, Kathy Bilkis, is an enrolled agent and America's tax expert working for you for over 40 plus years. Call Your Tax Lady today at 719-548-4924 or online at taxladyllc.com. Your Tax Lady continues to check your bottom line so the government still doesn't get it all.
ColoradoSpringsOver50.com is a newly designed online member directory for businesses and organizations that provide products and services for the over 50 population. The directory features your own marketing landing page, electronic business card, event postings, member page, activity analysis, and more. So text the word CSOver50, that is C-S-O-V-E-R 50, to 72727. And visit our website to see other features and benefits. Stop by online today at ColoradoSpringsOver50.com or text to receive our electronic business card. Colorado Springs Over 50, the best is yet to come. Back to the Networking Diva Hour with your host, Janice Carlson.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you to everyone who's called in on this short First Friday November blogs. As you know, our show is shorter than normal. We don't have guests or questions, but we did have a wonderful phone call from Dr. Johnny Bergstrom with your November gratitude gifts and our wonderful political candidate for our Colorado Springs District 11 school board that has talked to you about the importance of getting her elected back into the school board. But we're going to talk a little bit about the holiday gift special I was talking about, and they are books. It's no secret that books are important. For centuries, they have been used to educate, inform, and entertain people of all ages. But what is it about books that make them so special? Why are they such an essential part of our lives? Many people argue that books are no longer necessary in our life. They believe that books have become irrelevant with the invention of the Internet and other electronic devices. However, this is not true, ladies and gentlemen. Books are still very important. So here is a few short suggestions and lists about why they are. The first one is reading books helps us escape from reality and explore different worlds. We all need a break from reality every once in a while. And what better way to do that than by escaping into a good book? Reading takes us to a different world, introduces us to new characters, and lets us explore the different world of wisdom. It's the perfect way to get away from the real world for a little while, don't you agree? The second one is books helps us learn about new things, people, and cultures. When we read books, we learn about new things. We can explore different parts of the world without even leaving our homes. We can also learn about historical events and different ways of life. This helps us understand other people better and makes us more tolerant and open-minded. Moreover, books can teach us about different subjects that we are interested in. Another one is books can inspire us to be better people and achieve our goals. Books are our friends, but how, you're asking? A well-written book has the ability to inspire us to be better people and achieve our goals, just like a best friend can do. It can show us that everything is possible if we set our mind to it and give us the motivation we need to keep pushing forward. Whether it's a biography about someone who has faced great adversity and succeeded, or a novel about someone who has overcome great obstacles. Reading about these types of characters can help us to believe in ourselves and our own abilities. We can learn from their mistakes and successes and use this knowledge to make positive changes in our own lives. Books are a form of entertainment that can be enjoyed by all ages. Entertainment is one of the main reasons why books are important in our lives. With books, we can explore a lot of things, and there are books for all ages. So books can be a great form of entertainment. Books can be a form of release from stresses of daily life. For some people, reading a book can be a great way to relieve stress. People can lose themselves in a good book and forget about troubles of the world. This can be a much-needed break from the stress of our daily life. Yes, it can. There are so many more reasons, but we don't have time today to read all of them. But I do want to say, before I talk to you about a few I love, is books are important to get success in your career, too. Books will help you reach your ultimate goal in life. This is because books provide you with the knowledge and wisdom needed to succeed. Plus, they give you the motivation to keep you going when times are tough. So if you want to achieve success in life, make sure you read lots of books. If you are an avid reader and probably already know the life importance of reading books, reading from an early age is probably the best thing that you can do. Books are our best friends and can teach us new things. Whether it's a nonfiction book about history or science, or a novel that takes us to another world, books can introduce us to new concepts and ideas that we would never have thought of on our own. So, ladies and gentlemen, Think about that. Wouldn't they make a great gift? As we were talking to Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, you know, he mentioned when you get invited to somewhere for Thanksgiving or even Christmas and you're bringing a dish, bring along a book for a gift. And his book for the month of November is awesome. And you never stop reading it. You always refer to something in his chapters. And that is Gratitude Changes Everything by Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, who, like I said, I am in awe of what he has finally put together. And you need to get that book because it is something that you want to share. Another book by Clarissa Burke. These are some that I have read recently. An Action Plan for Becoming the Confident Person You Were Meant to Be. It's called The Self-Esteem Regime. You know, so that's something that you definitely want to think about getting. And it's, like I said, it's an action plan book, and it's dedicated to all the people who never felt good enough and now, after reading this book, will get back up, move on, and never look back. And that's The Self-Esteem Regime by Clarissa Burt. And she was on our show in the month of September. So go through our archives, go to the Network, Blog Talk Radio, the Networking Diva Hour, and you can find in the month of September most of these authors that I'm talking about. The next one is Wayne Faulkner. I hope I said his book right, said his name right. He was also on the show, and he talked about Setback or Stepping Stone. It's your choice. With all my might, it shall be done. And this was a wonderful presentation that Walter put on. And, you know, it's about overcoming setbacks. And it shall be done. And if you are having setbacks or you're feeling that you are not enough, again, this is a wonderful book. And you can go to his website, too, at www.thinkcreatesuccess.com. So this is a wonderful, wonderful book. Also makes a great gift. The next one by Beth Hendler Grunt, and it's called The Next Great Step, The Parent's Guide to Launching Your New Grad into a Career. And I'll tell you, that was a wonderful presentation we had that day to go from college to careers. And this book will let you understand how important it is that when your child or your young adult gets out of college or school, the competition for finding a job after college is fierce. The straightforward college to employment pipeline no longer exists. So definitely pick up her book, The Next Great Step, by Beth Hendler Grunt. Another book, and we had him on last week, was from our favorite speaker, Chris Natsky, creator of Belt Black Leadership. And this is his second book, Breaking Through. And it's from a master 8-degree black belt and transformational coach. And it's about 3 winning strategies to create breakthrough results in your life, business, and relationships. Yeah, this was a fantastic book also. And like I said, if you are ready for your breakthrough, this is something that will clarify your vision, create your plan, and taking consistent action. And it's called Breaking Through by Chris Natsky. And the other one I'm going to announce, it's been a while since I've read this one, but I reread it. It's called The Climb by Dom McGrath, who's a PhD. It's a leadership fable about navigating challenging change. And it is awesome. Awesome. You know, he's an award-winning author, having written Vertical Mind Psychology Approaches for Optimal Rock Climbing and 50 Athletes Over 50 teach us to live a strong, healthy life. But I'm telling you, the climb is great. And that, again, is by John McGrath, who's a PhD, and it's called The Leadership Fable. It's The Climb. And that is just a few of some of the books that I have read or reread over and over, and there's so much more. But this last one I'm going to talk about, we had Daniel Delnesky, I hope I'm saying his name right, on several times over the year, because as I mentioned earlier, this is the 300th day of our month, of our year, and of 2023, and there's been over 565 mass shootings. And his book is called The First 5 Minutes. And, of course, it's about gun violence and gun violence in school particularly, and that is something everyone needs to read because it is so important with everything that's happening these last few months, especially with, as we spoke about with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, with the war in Ukraine and now with Israel and Hamas and all the things that are happening, and it's spilling over into the United States. So we have to be prepared, we have to be diligent, and we got to pray that our government will take control of what they can do to protect us, to continue to protect us. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. What an awesome idea to bring a book for with your dish for Thanksgiving or Christmas or even as a Christmas gift. As we said, maybe the person who has a lot and you don't know what to get for them, a good book. You can all go on Amazon to find these books or wherever you get your favorite books. They're very inexpensively priced, but they're worth $1 million. They really are. And you should really think about doing that. This is the Gratitude Month, the month of November. We have great shows for you throughout the month of November. As we approach our final month of December, where, as I just mentioned to Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, we will be ending an era of 10 years with the Networking Diva Hour Live, and I'll be retiring, and I appreciate and I'm so grateful for all my listeners all around the world, especially in our homeland, and I just can't be thankful enough for the 10 wonderful years, the 10 years of fabulous guests and guest hosts from all over the world to bring you information, particularly like the books that I'm reading and the stories that they tell and the education that they can give you. It's better than TikTok. It's better than Instagram or Snapchat or any of those things that are out there. You know, read a good book. Stay away from now AI is taking over, and there's so much false information on TikTok and on Instagram that it's really getting to the point where I feel so bad. The Shark Tank has to defend themselves. Actors and actresses have to defend themselves. They're not promoting products that you see. And now TikTok announced they're opening up a store. People, watch your children. Watch what they do. Watch what they buy. And please keep them all safe because it's out of control. Well, that's my soapbox for this week. Be grateful for this month. As Dr. B said, be grateful for the things around you if you're not in harm's way in any way. So join us next week, and you will be happy you heard this segment today, because I want to put those ideas in your head of how grateful people will be if you give them a book. And it could be for birthday, anniversary, anything. There's books for everything out there. And thank goodness for the books, because they'll still be around when these electronic devices and these websites and these social media things get carried away with AI and we no longer can trust them. You can always trust a good book. So I'm your host, Janice Carlson, and until next week, stay safe. Don't forget daylight savings time and give out kindness this month. And until next week, I will see you on the radio. Stay safe. I got the eye of the tiger.